NISP would create the Glade Reservoir northwest of Fort Collins with water being diverted from the Poudre River during high flows. Proponents say it would provide an additional 40,000 acre-feet of new water. So far, it's only existed on paper.
They built the Pentagon in less time than it's taken to get a permit for NISP.
Congressman Gardner says to remedy the delay, he'd create an Office of Water Storage inside the Army Corps of Engineers.
My legislation simply says this. If the governor of a state approves of a project, then they notify this office of their approval, the Office of Water Storage. Once that takes place, then those permitting agencies have an expedited time period in which they must either approve or deny the permits.
But the legislation is anything but simple, according to Gary Walkner, who's director of the environmental group Save the Poudre.
Congressman Gardner has been one of the most radical anti-environmental members of Congress since he got there, and this is just another sort of publicity stance for him to try to undermine environmental laws like the National Environmental Policy Act and the Clean Water Act.
In 2008, an Environmental Protection Agency report on the project found it didn't meet the standards of the Clean Water Act and had the potential to harm wildlife, plants, and water quality in the Poudre River. Walkner says for a project as large as NISP, scientists need the time to explore potential environmental concerns.
In order to do a study of the impacts of a major dam and reservoir project, it requires sound science, and sound science takes time. And trying to push the Corps forward may even actually ironically have the opposite effect, which would be force the Corps to turn down every project because they can't possibly do it.
Gardner's legislation would propose setting a timeline just short of 9 months for the Corps of Engineers to approve or deny a project.
So it doesn't change the law in terms of environmental analysis. It just says, hey, you've got to make a decision, yes or no.
A second EPA study is set to be released in 2014, with a final decision on NISP coming sometime in 2016. But movement on the project continues. The Colorado Department of Transportation has approved the rerouting of Highway 287 around the project. If NISP is approved, CDOT would then begin the $40 million rerouting of the highway. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.